In a world full of a million English language podcasts, we thank you for listening to this one. I'm Bob, over there, the extra-dimensional Fish B, who we will get to in a moment. Fish B and I out today on a walk around a beautiful residential neighborhood here in Tijuana, Mexico, where we're hanging out for the next who knows how long. We've been here almost 2 weeks, and who knows how long. It's the kind of place you just fall in love when you come to Tijuana, Mexico. But if there's so many dogs here, because every residential house, by my math, and I don't do numbers, has one to somewhere in the teen number of dogs in every house. So if you can do like a whatever mile lap you want around a residential neighborhood, this isn't a problem in the city, but out here in the residential area, I'm up on a hill that overlooks the city. If you can do a mile lap without stepping in dog shit, me and Fish B both believe that's quite an achievement, and that should earn you a complimentary drink ticket for a well margarita and also a tiny sombrero. That's Fish B and I. Clearly, we're firing on all cylinders today. And we're not making fun of our host country. We sincerely love it here. I'm not being sarcastic. And there's plenty of cities on the west coast of the United States that are plagued by a worse phenomenon, and that's the possibility of stepping in human shit. There's parts of L.A., best of luck to you. If you can do a mile lap without stepping in human shit, which is way worse than dog shit, way more disgusting. But if you can do a mile lap in L.A., you don't get a tiny, tiny sombrero and a complimentary drink, well margarita ticket. You get the chance to co-host TMZ TV for a day. That's your prize there. If you can do it in certain neighborhoods of San Francisco, you get a free week stay at the former home of now Governor Gavin Newsom. If you can do it in some parts of Seattle, you'll get a t-shirt that says passive aggressive as I want to be. That's what Fish B and I are thinking about today. Let's grab question one from the before-mentioned Fish Bowl. Question one reads as follows. Oh boy. Yo, it's me, Fish B. This didn't take long. How's Operation Go to Every Bar in Tijuana going? Well, I started this last night, and I basically just started by looking at what are the best bars in Tijuana on Yelp. And I made it to the first four, but going out by yourself, even if you have an extra-dimensional fishbowl, which, you know, so I'm basically going out by myself in a country where you don't speak the, I mean, going out by yourself is weird enough as it is and a strange, lonely experience. But going out by yourself in a country where you don't speak the language, you are literally a stranger in a strange land. We got to make some friends. We got to find some people. It's a worthy goal, but we certainly can't accomplish it by ourselves. We can't. Next question from the Fishbola. Is Joe Biden going to be the next president of the United States of America? Is Joe Biden going to be... Yes, we heard you, Fishby. For God's sake, is Joe Biden going to be the next president? Well, first, you have to ask yourself, is Joe Biden actually going to run? That's somewhat up in the air, although I have heard through the wind that Joe Biden is basically 99% in at this point. He's got his family's approval. You know he desperately wants to be president. He's ran three different times. And he would have ran last time and potentially beat President Trump if not for before election season, the tragic early death of his amazing son, Beau Biden, to cancer. Just tragically, tragically way too soon, if you recall. And Joe Biden, not only the blessing of his family, he feels inspired by the spirit of his late son, Beau. And don't underestimate the power of that. So it appears that Joe Biden, Grandpa Joe, is indeed going to run. The question is America going to elect another really old white guy to be president? What says Fish B? And you think we should bet on that? Like in Ireland, we can bet on that? Interesting call, Fish Biscuit. Interesting call. Next question. Oh, sorry, I just hit my head on the microphone. That couldn't have sounded good. Other than yourself in the mirror, did you see anything crazy today? Other than myself in the mirror, ha ha ha, did I see anything crazy today? I saw something legitimately nuts. I was strolling through the neighborhood, avoiding the dog shit, and you know, me waving to my neighbors, hasta pronto, mucho gusto. I go into the mini mart, and there's a woman kind of standing in the window, kind of mid-20s woman. She kind of has an odd look to her. She's not shopping. She's not selling anything. She's just kind of standing there looking out the window. 10 minutes later, I kind of go down this hill and then come back up a little bit from the grocer where I went. And I go into the store because I realized I had forgotten something. And as I was almost there, then suddenly this place is taken over by the military, by the Marines, like a military like Toyota pickup with five Marines, the full face mask on and then the glasses and the war helmets and machine guns out. That was it was quite a scene. And then a block away, this woman was being thrown in the back of not a police car. She was being thrown in the back of a police truck. It was like a pickup truck. And they were literally putting her in the back where there was another random dude with a bicycle. We don't realize in the United States the simple pleasure of not having the military required to enforce our basic laws. I have no idea if she broke a law. I don't know the backstory there, but holy shit, was this heavy-handed. I haven't seen anything like this. Many years ago, I was lucky enough to go to Belfast, North Ireland, and it was at a time where there was military on the streets there, including a tank, I believe, if I recall right, or maybe my memory is just rearranging the furniture, but holy nuts. That was, yeah, other than myself in the mirror, that was the craziest thing I see. I mean, that literally, like, holy shit. And if you're asking me why I didn't take a picture, you stop and take a picture. I ain't doing that shit. That was interesting. That was interesting for sure. And by interesting, I mean, whoa. Next, do you and Fish B have an investment strategy in these tumultuous times? I don't know, Fish B. Do you and I have an investment strategy in these tumultuous times? Our net worth of $3.17 and whatever the effective value of bobsfishbowl.com and all the associated intellectual property? We like to put our money into brick and mortar. We think shopping malls are the wave of the future. So that's where Fish B and I are putting all our money, even though, by the way, Victoria's Secret, one of the most successful mall stores, one of the most successful brands in the country, talk about malls, announced they were shutting down 53 more stores today. They were shutting down a pace of about 15 a year, I believe, just because everything is basically transitioned to online. So, oddly enough, I was with one of my daughters shopping at a Victoria's Secret around Christmas, and we were having the conversation that it wouldn't surprise me at all if 10 years from now you came back to Spokangelus and this mall simply doesn't exist. Like, and it's relatively new. It's a relatively new place, but anyway, that's where we're throwing all our money. We like to, we like a sure bet. We like a sure thing. Put it all in the mall business. That's, like we said, the wave of the future. What the fuck is the Momo Challenge? This is a question, apparently, Fishby. What the fuck is the Momo Challenge? I'm glad there was cursing in the question, because this really is the most fucked up thing I've ever heard of. This came up briefly last year, and now it's kind of gone viral again, at least in terms of people talking about it. But this is scary. It is disturbing. This is legitimately fucked up, and I don't use that word lightly. But basically, it's kids' YouTube shows where Fishby and I obviously are obsessively binge watching things like Peppa Pig, but like 3 minutes in to these videos designed for, you know, kids younger than 7, often younger than 5, often like 4 years old on their iPads and phones and everything else we shove in these kids' faces now. But on comes MoMA, the scariest character you've ever seen in your life. It was designed by this Japanese company a few years back. It's got the crazy eyes and hair. It just looks awful. Imagine the scariest thing you could distort your face with on Snapchat and double that by about 69 times. And I realize that's not a math equation at all. You can't double it by carry the 2 and you get to really, really scary. But then this person comes on, this super scary person, which scares me. And in my advanced age of 43, not a lot scares me. I live in Tijuana, for fuck's sake. But this person comes on and says, like, quote, "Slice your leg and you'll never meet me." What? In an ordinarily rolling children's video, there'll be this freakish edit where MoMA comes on. And this is what they're calling the MoMA Challenge: slice your leg and you'll never meet me. Or it could say something like, slice your wrists and your parents will never meet me. I believe last year a girl from Argentina actually killed herself after watching this shit. So, according to YouTube, there's not an epidemic right now of kids actually hurting themselves. And supposedly, you know, YouTube is on it. Don't worry, everyone. They got their hands full with the pedophiles and now this. But supposedly YouTube is on it. But if you hear about the MoMA Challenge, that's that. And that's scary as hell. That's something that, welcome to life in 2019. Ain't it delightful? Ain't it something? 2019. Throw all your money into malls. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll retire on Easy Street, my friends. Retire on Easy Street. Maybe they'll actually transition the malls into giant retirement communities. You get to walk inside. It's, you know, climate controlled. Next question. Why is President Trump always siding with dictator tots? Hold on, is that a term? That sounds like a menu item at like Guy Fieri's like Times Square restaurant, dictator tots. He did it again, didn't he? He said he believed Kim Jong-un, the horrible dictator of North Korea who starves his own citizens, Kim Jong-un phenomena. Over the whole death of American college student Otto Warmbier, I pronounced his name wrong, I mean no disrespect, but you know who I'm talking about. The kid that was imprisoned for taking a North Korea poster off the wall. And for that, he was thrown in a prison camp where he was treated so terribly that shortly after being he died. The dude fucking died. And once again, Trump came out siding with another dictator tot. And Sandy went with him the same way he went with Saudi Arabia and MBS over the Jamal Khashoggi, the same way he went with Vladimir Putin over America's intelligence community in terms of election meddling. So he's got a thing, and Guy Fieri's got a menu item. One-way ticket to Flavor Town. Last question, as always, comes from Isaiah, the tiny player. He's 8, and he's the executive producer. He means business. He writes as follows: how long until marijuana is fully legal on a federal level? For 8 years old, he gets it. for 8 years old, this kid gets it. I don't know the specific answer, but it seems as soon as you, as soon as America, and who knows if this day will ever happen again in these tumultuous times, really, I mean, politics is a crapshoot. Look who our president is now, for God's sake. And we have 30 Democrats trying to all run against each other. But as soon as you have a Democratic House, a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic president, I don't see any reason why marijuana shouldn't be decriminalized on a federal level. The only issue with that that I've raised, I mean, I fully support that as a someone who's hit the gunge before, and trust me, I'm a fan. The only issue with legalizing marijuana is then cocaine kind of becomes the new weed, and that's a scary world to raise kids in. Just food for thought. All right, Fish B, thank you very much. Your work is done. Time for the paleta bola de fuego, the only phrase I really know in Spanish, the paddle ball of fire. Oddly enough, last night when I was out by myself, you know, mingling with my people, my fellow Tijuanans, not once did I have the opportunity to use the phrase paleta bola de fuego. Maybe I'll start traveling with it and I'll make friends by doing this. Today, another thing, big ups to the propane guy. I was out on the balcony and I heard this sound coming around the bend, and it was like an Ice Cream Man song, but it wasn't an Ice Cream Man song. It was in the same vein, yet completely different, completely unrecognizable. And you know who it was? It was the propane guy. They were letting me know that the propane guy has set that he drives around with. That's weird. That's a thing. Who knew? Luke Perry, a 90s actor, he suffered a really, really bad stroke. Doesn't he seem too young to suffer a really, really bad stroke? The Pope offers his thoughts and prayers. We just hope he gets better. Kylie Jenner accuses Travis Scott of cheating. Kim Jong-un's head, still fucking huge. My God, that dude's... I mean, President Trump has the biggest head I've ever seen until I saw him next to Kim Jong-un. And it's like, dude, that guy's noggin... I mean, his skull must be 4 or 5 inches thick and still maybe the heaviest brain on the planet. That guy is... He has to cut his hair that way. Otherwise, he'll never fit in any room. He cannot go indoors. His head is literally... that large. Tesla has unveiled their $35,000 Model 3. At least they're finally taking orders on it, which means based on Elon Musk's track record, and yes, I'm talking shit here, you can expect that car by the 2044 Olympics. Get in line, everyone, for the affordable Tesla Model 3 for $35,000. And lastly, if you haven't had a chance to see it, I really regret not bringing this up last night, but you have to go look at it. Elijah Cummings, the chair of the House Oversight Committee yesterday that Michael Cohen was publicly testifying in front of all day yesterday. You have to watch Elijah Cummings' final sentence but before hitting the gavel to close down that particular hearing. It brought a tear to my eye, and given I'm an emotional person, as you may have noticed, but it was really amazing. It was really spectacular, and it reminded me of the very, 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 very best of America. So you can find it if you're smart enough to find this show. Look up Elijah Cummings' closing statement from yesterday. It was. Nothing short of phenomenal. And with that, Fish B and I will bid you a good night. We are not going to the bars tonight. We are proudly going to, we have the best of intentions of curling up with a book and going to bed. More than likely, we're going to curl up with a movie and be asleep by 8:30. How's that for a rock and roll lifestyle? Till mañana. You know I love you. Adios, amigos.